Brian, I think we have an active recording situation at last. Brian Butler, I'm sitting in your very nice little modern gallery space in the Mid-Wilshire District where you've been for decades and decades, it seems to me, which is not really true.
Very true. But it's, 20 years.
It has been 20 years.
Yeah.
Extraordinary. And, it's almost a holdover of an earlier era because it has such a nice domestic space, and you've always done such a great job of having it, you know, having it be an institution without having an institutional vibe around it. You know, you have works of art on the walls by your various artists. I'm looking at a Fiona Banner print, and I'm looking at Paul Winstanley painting behind
Jorge Mendez Blake.
A nice superflex work of you on Euphoria. You've got a group show. It's a perfect time to be talking to you. But let's start by saying that when and where were you born?
I was born at UCLA Hospital on July 1st, 1961. And to my parents, Richard and Mary Butler.
Richard and?
Mary mm-hmm. Butler.
M-A-R-Y?
M-A-R-Y.
Okay.
And they had graduated from UCLA, so I like to think of myself as a product of California's public school system in every way possible.
And were you their first child?
I was their second child. I have a brother named Bruce.
And are there only two of you?
There are only two of us, and we're a little more than a year apart.
And tell me about your parents. How they both happen to be graduates of UCLA. What did they study, and what did they do for a living?
They both grew up in Los Angeles, my father in Manhattan Beach. And my mother, for the first part of her life, she grew up in Los Feliz. And then they moved to La Cañada. And they went to UCLA, and they met there. And my mother was a school teacher in Santa Monica, second grade. And my father studied art and studied under William Bryce and various other teachers at the time. Charles Garabedian was, I think, a little older than he was, but he always asked me about Charles, so that was always funny. Anyhow, he then had two kids, and so the life of being an artist, I think, quickly went away, and he went to work for Shell Oil Company. But before you could go work for the company in terms of, I think, doing anything, you had to work in a gas station. So that seemed to be short-lived. And then he went to work for Glendale Federal. And now I can't remember which came first. But anyway, he worked for Glendale Savings, and then he worked for CBS, and that's sort of what I remember most. He worked for KNX Radio when it was still a mix radio station before it was all news. They lived on Berry Avenue in West Los Angeles in an apartment, and then they moved down to Manhattan Beach, and we lived on 23rd Street for a little while, and then we moved to Palos Verdes, to Lanada Bay, on a little cul-de-sac called Via Fortuna.
What a wonderful name.
Yeah, good name.
So during this time frame, let's back up a little bit. Where did you spend up most of your time growing up?
Most of my time was spent in Palos Verdes. We lived till I was 4 years old in Manhattan Beach. Mm-hmm. And we moved very quickly after, because I think it was a very tiny apartment on Berry. But so my first memories were Manhattan Beach and running around with a bunch of little kids and stuff.